Hello and welcome to the latest and special edition of the OmniTalk Spotlight Series, the series that highlights the people, the technologies, and the companies coming together to shape the future of retail. I'm one of your co-hosts for today, Chris Walton.
And I'm Ann Mazinga.
And today we are joined by Amazon's VP of AWS, a man who knows as much about Amazon's Just Walk Out technology as anyone, Dilip Kumar. And Dilip is here to set the record straight on all the Just Walk Out news over the past week. Dilip, welcome back to OmniTalk.
Chris, thank you so much for having me again. It's great to see you both.
Yes, we're really excited to have you. Happy to have you set the record straight on all the news that's been coming out. But Dilip, maybe quickly explain for our listeners just your background when it comes to Just Walk Out technology.
So, you know, I've been associated with our physical store that started right around like 2013, and which led to the genesis of Just Walk Out. It started with Amazon Go, and then we expanded it to Amazon Fresh. And over the last couple of years, we're now steadily increasing it to several third-party locations. You've probably seen a lot of those in stadiums and airports, in you know, convention centers, college campuses, and so on and so forth. So we're thrilled with that. At the same time, we are also built, you know, things like Amazon One and the Dash Cart, which we are, you know, we started off with our Amazon Fresh stores. We're now, you know, doubling down and actually going and going to launch it in all of our Amazon Fresh stores going forward. So that sort of resulted in this entire news cycle about, well, we had Just Walk Out, we had Dash Cart. So what's going on? Is it not working? What's working? What isn't working? So I figured that, you know, it might as well clear the air and give people the gist of how we were thinking about it, what sort of led us to this decision, and, you know, how we're sort of thinking about these things playing forward in the future, both for Just Walk Out as well as for Dash Carts.
Right. So okay. Go ahead. Well, no, I was going to ask you, I was going to start there, you know, point blank. Let's talk about that. Let's get into what was the rationale for pulling Just Walk out of the Amazon Fresh stores and Whole Foods stores, as we found out late last week as well.
Yeah, so the you know, every year when we started Just Walk Out, the first thing that we said was that we wanted to build it for a Amazon Go sized store. We felt that, you know, convenience was an angle for quick in and out shopping trips. We also had this hypothesis that this would extend to a larger format store. And, you know, there's several elements in it that resonated. You know, large format stores were also going through this interesting transformation that people were, there were some interesting signals that were coming in that the stock up orders that people were doing were reducing, and people were actually doing a lot more shorter trips, and they were actually shopping multiple times a week for that. And so we felt that maybe, you know, there is a benefit to having the idea of not being able to want to wait in line. It could extend to a large format store as well. But one of the things that we found and we realized from, you know, putting it, which we had it in several large format stores, we had it in about 28 large format stores, we had it in our small, you know, our Go, as well as the Amazon Fresh small format stores in the UK. And one of the things we learned from our experience from the large format ones was that while skipping the line was important, when you think about larger shopping trips, there's still a significant percentage of people who actually do stock up trips. It's actually greater in suburban areas than in areas that are in urban locations. So the stock up trip is still a super important part of a weekly or a bi-weekly shop that people have. But the things that really resonated with customers was that in addition to wanting to skip the line, they also wanted to know, you know, how much are they spending, where things are in the store, are my coupons being applied correctly. Time is important, but so is budget. So is knowing how much they're spending. And so in a lot of those kinds of things, the Dash Cart actually outshined Just Walk Out in several dimensions. Like Just Walk Out, it still remains a very magical experience. You know, you come in, you take what you want, and you can just leave, and then we take care of all the stuff behind the scenes. But the need for wanting to know and having this real-time feedback and seeing how much you're spending and seeing whether your coupons are getting applied and seeing whether you have, you know, where these items are located, having your shopping lists come through, all of that being brought together in a screen and allowing you to skip the line was something that really resonated. So we see that, you know, 80% of people who are using the Dash Card are repeat shoppers. We have a reasonably high, like it's like a 98% customer satisfaction rate in these stores. I still feel like it is not as magical as you would sort of compare that to a just walk out experience, mm-hmm. because it's completely liberating. But I also feel like it is one of those foundational platforms that I believe will improve over time. And it sets the stage for us to, it's something that scales with the number of shoppers in the store rather than the square footage. Mm-hmm. It's something that is invariant to large changes in the store, which, you know, if you have just walk out and you do a bunch of things and you're constantly changing the store, it's actually a lot more challenging to keep those things in sync. So for customers, it's actually more for the reasons that I mentioned. It's very intuitive for them to be able to figure out as to what they're spending. People have this, as your shopping trip increases, the need to know how much you're spending also increases.
Right.
It's so the things that actually resonated with for folks with Just Walk Out, being able to skip the line, and the reason why in small format stores it still is extremely popular, and you know we continue to see that, is because the trip sizes are much shorter, the percentage of time that you spend waiting at a checkout in proportion to your overall shopping trip is significantly higher. So you go to a stadium, you wait, your shopping trip takes, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, but then you wait in line for 5 minutes. And so it is a huge detriment. And so we see that time and again with like the throughput that these stores are able to generate and the sales that they're able to generate is about, it's, you know, 50%, 70%, 80% higher than an equivalent store which had a point of sale. Same location, same merchandise, but you know, now your throughput is higher, the number of transactions per store is higher. So there's a huge button. So when we looked at all of these data points, we felt that you have to always sort of choose and be cognizant to what is resonating, what isn't resonating, take that feedback and say that, well, there's a particular niche and there's a use case for Dash Cards in large format stores. And then there is a very specific use case for Just Walk Out in a lot of small format stores that cuts across different industries. So effectively, we're sort of doubling down on both.
Okay.
But the constant nature of experimentation would say that, like, yeah, like, you know, we're not doing certain things as a result of that.
Got it. So, Dill, okay. So I want to ask about the future of Just Walk Out technology here in a bit. But before I do that, so I want to ask you, so point blank, if I'm hearing what you're saying, you are saying that you, from your experimentation process at Amazon, think for the large format grocery store, the Dash Cart is the better solution in the long run than the Just Walk Out technology. Is that what you're saying?
I do believe that the Dash Cart is the foundational platform on which a lot more innovation can be added on. We actually see plenty of different things that are happening in a large format store. It's going to be one element of many things, but I think that for what customers want, which is not just being able to sort of skip the line, but also have a lot of information while they're shopping. The combination of those two makes the card the better of the two in that scenario.
And right. Dilip, is that just for Amazon owned properties, or do you think that's the same case for anyone who would license the Dash Cart technology?
I think it is for larger, for anyone who would do that as well. There are, you know, one of the things that you see is that we're already doing this with third party. It's in several third party locations, and you'll see more of that happening in the coming months and years. There is a benefit for a very specific set of stores that will have, you know, something like a Dash Cart, and then there's a benefit for, as you know, for third party. There's, you know, we're continuing to expand or Just Walk Out stores as well.
And Dilip, how does retail media play into that for both Amazon and for anyone that's licensing the technology? Because I imagine that's more profound in the smart card experience than it would be using just walkout technology, for example?
Both, actually. Believe it or not, you can do both. So for example, for the dash card, you get this personalized experience. Mm-hmm. You could sign into the card. You could choose not mm-hmm. to sign in, but if you sign in, it's sort of, you know, it's aware of your past shopping history. You can have much more personalized. You could choose to have much more personalized targeted advertisements if you go that route. Not everybody wants advertisements. You know, advertisements are, you know, they're a spice, not the main course. Like, yeah, you want people right. to be able to shop. You want people to be able to get the experience. But at the same time, I think it's one of those things where a lot of advertisement turns out to be not as effective necessarily, because it's catering to without any lack of personalization. The cart is aware. It knows exactly where it is in the store. Mm-hmm. It's localized. In a lot of cases, it is the right advertisement at the right time is beneficial if it is tied to certain things that customers care about, or they want to save money, or they want to be able to, they're not aware of new things that are being introduced to the store. So there's a bunch of, like in a large grocery store, there's a lot of new items right. that are either fighting for shelf space or attention. Customers tend to be creatures of habit. They tend to sort of buy the same things again and again. Like, you know, if you look at your weekly shop, you tend to have a significant percentage of your weekly shop be the same. Yeah. But then there's a certain percentage that's different. So for new products, getting that attention is important. And so if there's a way to be able to do this in a much more personalized way, right. That is privacy safe, it's beneficial for both the retailer, it's beneficial for both the customer. For just checkout, one of the things that you sort of, the benefit that we see for that from an analytics standpoint is that the benefit that you would get from a online where you had an idea of interest. Because generally, if you think about stores, the what are people interested in tends to get lost, because nothing happens until you get to the point of sale.
Right.
So there's
right.
virtually no information
right.
that anybody has on anything that is happening within the store. So the ability to be able to create the equivalent of impressions and visits and interest and clicks and conversion is very important, and it's actually super useful for just walk out. Like, we see that, like, the analytics part of it is helping people to say that, well, these are dead spots. Nobody's actually using these products. We should be able to switch with something else. Right. This thing is more relevant. That's the kind of stuff that I think is very material mm-hmm. for retailers to optimize their merchandise and their inventory.
Right. So Dilip, I want to get mathy here for a second too. And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but, you know, is there a square footage metric that tells you at Amazon, like, hey, at this point, if it's above 10,000 square feet or 15,000 square feet, the operation is better equipped to handle a dash cart versus a just walk out system? Like, how do you think about that question?
It's a good question. I don't think that that's the only yardstick necessarily for that. Okay. Like, I think the amount of margin or the amount of throughput that you can get per square foot is an important metric, and it's significantly higher in places where there is either a huge massive bottleneck, where there's a huge massive crowds that are coming in mm-hmm. In a very short period of time. So, like, you know, stadiums or airports or even universities, like, you know, the time between classes is a very small time. The time between your flight is small. The time between, you know, you're spending time at a game or not seeing the game or seeing the game is actually very small. So, like, those in those cases, the amount of throughput that you can generate is very, very amenable to this, to just walk out. And we see that time and time again, like retailers see that. The reason I say that is because it's a completely new experience, right? So for retailers to say that I want to take whatever I have, remove it, replace it with this thing is a leap of faith, to be honest. Like, and so, but they start with one, and then, you know, like Lumen Field is a good example of it. They start with one or two, and now they have nine. You know, the United Center, closer to you all, is like, you know, they started with one or two, and now they have seven. Right. So I think a good measure,
pretty good measure,
is this, or like, you know, Hudson, the airport, they start with a few, and now they have like many more, is that they see the throughput, they see the value. And then they say that even in the same location, the interesting thing is that even in a stadium in the same location, they don't tend to cannibalize each other, because the willingness of people to walk from section 315 to 322 is really, really low. So they find that they introduce a store, it increases throughput in that location. They introduce another one, you know, six sections away or three sections away, and both go up. And they continue to go up just a lot. And so, but when you look at grocery stores and other kinds of things, it's a considered trip. Like somebody's sort of already driving. They don't get, they are reasonably consistent in, it still has peaks, but they're reasonably consistent in the amount of traffic that they're getting. So it's not as if, and they can plan for it to a large degree, unlike, and they have a little bit of leeway to be able to say that, well, you know, you have, either you have a lot of self-checkout machines or you have a lot of associates helping or cashiers, that, lanes that are open. So there's more levers that you have in a grocery store than if you have a, in a very constrained footprint.
Right.
You can add that many point of sale, or you can add as many self, they just don't have the square footage in an airport or a,
The puts and takes are bigger when you start making those change.
Deal with it.
Those, or you start trying to answer those questions.
Exactly.
Well, Dilip, I want to shift gears for a minute. One of the things that you mentioned when you're talking about kind of the importance of or significance of the smart card and why we'll be starting to see that more often is because we're able as a consumer to see things as they're being added to our carts. And especially in a larger shopping trip where you're stocking up and you're spending quite a bit of money, It's much more important for a consumer to be able to see those things being added versus, you know, when you're in an airport, you're getting a bottle of water. If I don't get charged the right amount, probably less of a concern to me than if I, you know, was charged for 15 items in a stock up grocery trip. One of the things that we saw this past week online that was being reported was that there were thousands of people over in India who were being used to watch videos of consumers so that the Just Walk Out technology could work correctly in those larger stock up scenarios. Is there any truth to this, or how do you kind of think about this coming from Amazon's perspective?
Sort of chuckling because it is so... it is so way out in left field that it just took, when I read it, it actually took me by surprise to say that, like, how could people even assume or think that, like, if you imagine the situation, like almost any machine learning model requires humans to be able to annotate images so that you could train the algorithms, you can train the models. Right. There's so many other reasons. Like, it is actually, if you really thought about what they're saying, and what people don't realize is that to take a large grocery shopping trip, and, you know, let's say that you have 50 items in your cart, what people don't realize is that, like, unlike picking a box of cereal where you just grab it, it's you know exactly what the contents are and so on and so forth, just imagine your own shopping experiences, shopping for apples or shopping for produce. Like, even if you take 3 apples, you probably picked 7 or 8 or 9 to be able to pick the 3 that you really want off of that. And then lather, rinse, repeat with every single produce that's there. So the number of transactions that we have to get right is significantly greater by an order of magnitude than the number of items in your receipt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now imagine a human who has to actually look at the video in real
time. Yeah, it's kind of silly when you think about it, when you put it in that context.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah,
it's like it just wouldn't work. It would just not even work. So, like, I don't even know what to say. That now there's plenty of, like, the humans play a very important role in annotating images. Like, none of these things happen, like, you know, when you think about maps and, like, directions and other kinds of things, you just think about self-driving cars and the annotation for what's a pedestrian or what isn't a pedestrian. Those things require a significant degree of annotation. We also generate a lot of synthetic data in order to be able to sort of train our models, in addition to, you know, shopping videos being annotated. Another interesting thing that we also do, which people don't realize, is that it is pretty common, is the idea is that the system that is generating an answer, like, what is Just Walk Out doing? Just Walk Out is trying to figure out who took what. So the system that is producing the answer can't audit itself. So you actually have humans also sort of validate its percentage of your, like, shopping trips after the fact, not during, after the fact, to be able to sort of figure out, to say that, well, do we do what we think it is? Are we accurate enough? There's a reason why we have pretty high industry-leading accuracy. And the humans play a very important role, but we've also made a tremendous progress. But is it impossible for a human to actually just physically stare at a screen in a live video, which, by the way, you have to transmit video across the pipe, and you have to constantly stream this video to someone who's allegedly sitting there looking at these in real time. I mean, it is beyond, it's just beyond ludicrous, is what I would say. But at the same time, there are this, yes, there are humans involved, but they're actually doing something very different.
Doing something completely different.
The pace at which we have innovated on the algorithms to go from, you know, large items to really small items to lightweight items to apparel to other kinds of things is sort of like indicative of the amount of progress that computer vision continues to make. And we'll continue to do that. So the short answer to your question is that no, it is absolutely not true.
It's absolutely false.
The long answer is that yes, there's humans, but there's here are the kinds of things that they are doing, and this is a very important part of it. So
right.
Got it. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. So I want to ask you another question that we heard on social media too, that I want to get your take on, because I have a feeling what you're going to say now, and I didn't know this prior to this interview. So we've also seen claims that sensor fusion is particularly what's holding back Just Walk Out from working in larger format grocery stores versus camera only systems. Now, is there any truth to that? Or does it all come back to what you said at the outset, which is, no, it's really dependent on the use case for which the system is designed. How do you think about that question?
Yes and no, right? Okay. Like, so to me, there's plenty of cases where sensor fusion is actually important, because like take produce as an example. If you didn't have any, there's a lot of produce that is charged by weight. There's a lot of produce that's charged by inches. Mm-hmm. Now you could say that if I had a camera system, I could basically say that I will convert everything that is charged by weight into a charge by inches, and I would charge for that. You could do that. It is doable. But then you have to now convert.
Yeah. Change your operation completely.
Good luck trying to do that with green beans.
Right.
good luck doing that with sort of, you know, sprigs of asparagus or bunches of cilantro. There's a bunch of things where, like, people don't realize that, like, groceries are very complicated. And, like, when you think about computer vision, you have to take into account all of these nuances. So, like, it is not to say that sensor fusion is holding things back. The combination is that, is there a sensor that is appropriate for the task at hand, and does it give you the information necessary to be able to make whatever decisions that you need to make? And in some cases, because you think like in a stadium, we have, you know, people are making burgers at the back and they're throwing it down the chute so that you can just grab one thing in that. Well, but you know, the surface is hot. You really can't put any sensors. Even if you could sort of put a sensor in there, it's just not practical. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of things where, or when you're grabbing a drink, there's a bunch of things where, you know, we have worked on a large set of algorithms to be able to cover these types of use cases without requiring any sensors. But in the cases where you do require it, it is useful because it's a good complement. So, you know, the camera is sort of providing a piece of the information, the sensor on the shelf is providing a piece of information, and between the two of them, they can arbiter. That's why the cart also is helpful, because the cart actually has it's a weighing system
doing that
plus
too,
a camera system all in one, so that you don't have to. Otherwise, the option would be that you would have to use one of those scales in the store in addition to using the cart. So the cart is a much more self-contained system in that regard.
And it comes back to the idea that the cart is the better solution for the larger format grocery store, right? Okay.
Right. And like in a small format store, there's not a lot of items that are sold by weight. In a large format store, there's a bunch of items that are sold by weight. There's a bunch of items that are sold by inches, and it's just normal. That's how you buy things. That's how stores have traditionally sold items. And you know, we've all sort of been trained to know that certain things are priced by inches and certain things are priced by weight.
Right.
And so when you look at these things, so it's not that sensor fusion holds it back or not. It's that if you were to add a sensor, is it useful? And does it provide some incremental value that you couldn't normally get using whatever other sensors that you're using?
Well, Dilip, we want to close this out. I got to know, what else are you working on? Where is the future of Just Walk Out technology going?
I think one of...
Where should we expect to see more of it? We talked about stadiums. We talked about airports. Where else?
I think one of the things that you constantly see with Just Walk Out, and I'll sort of do the Just Walk Out part and the cart part separately. With Just Walk Out, one of the things that we're seeing is that almost like we started with a hypothesis that, you know, stadiums and airports would actually have this. And then now we're finding ways to be able to extend it to hospitals or to college campuses, where the amount of unattended hours that the store can stay open is increasing. And not just because, you know, but we have to do it in a way that makes sense, where we have to integrate with badge pay, or like allow people to be able to pay using the way that they normally, like nurses and doctors carry badges. They don't really have anything else. I mean, they could use Amazon One, but they don't really travel with credit cards or anything while they're in the hospital. And so allowing hospitals to be able to open these stores for a longer period of time is helping multiple scenarios, rather, because they used to be closed for the night. You know, the third shift was usually left to fend for themselves. And so we're finding adjacencies where this notion of being able to get something quickly, being able to extend hours, being able to where places where, you know, fraud or theft is kind of an issue, all of those kinds of adjacencies are becoming more and more of a reality for Just Walk Out. For DashCard, I think one of the things that we're going to constantly see is that the thing that people loved about Just Walk Out is the idea that they didn't have to change anything about their shopping behavior once they entered the store. Mm-hmm. So the idea was that once you have entered the store, you could just put your phone away, or you could, you know, and you could just shop as if in any other store that you would, and then we would take care of all the things in the back. The DashCard's not there yet, but it will get there. The idea is that once you take a card, being able to add items and to be able to shop will become very intuitive, no different than any other way that you're shopping, with the idea that we'll add and augment your experience with very specific things that are relevant to you, that help you during your trip, not just after. Right. So you're going to see a bunch of invention happening in that direction. The team's working on that, and you're going to see a bunch of invention happening on the Just Walk Out side as well. So I remain bullish about both.
Wow. This was great, Dilip. Thank you so much for sitting down with us. I mean, I got to tell you personally, like if what you're describing comes true, I'm going to eat a lot of crow. But when Ann and I started, especially on the DashCard, but when Ann and I started OmniTalk, our motto was, doesn't matter if we're right or wrong, it's the conversation that matters about where the future of retail is headed. So thanks for sitting down with us and sharing your considerable expertise on this subject. Again, Dilip Kumar, Amazon's VP of AWS Applications. On behalf of all of us at OmniTalk, as always, be careful out there.